ভক্তিমান যো প্রিয় নরহ, অনিকেত স্থিরমতি। ভক্তিমান যো প্রিয় নরহ, এটা হচ্ছে গিয়ে পুরোটা আর কি। তুল্য নিন্দা স্তুতির মৌনী সন্তুষ্ট, যেন কেন চিত অনিকেত স্থিরমতি। ভক্তিমান মে প্রিয় নর, জানি না কটা দিন ভগবান আর পড়তে দেবেন। এখন তো দেখতে পাই না, আধখানা দেখতে পাচ্ছি, আধখানা দেখতে পাচ্ছি না, আশ্চর্য। যেহেতু ধর্মামৃতমিদং যথোক্তং পর্যুপাসতে শ্রদ্ধা নামত পরমা বক্তাস্তে তীব মে প্রিয়া ইতি শ্রীমহাভারতে শতসহস্রাং সংহিতায়াং বৈয়াসিকাং ভীষ্ম পর্বণি শ্রীমদ ভগবদ্গীতা উপনিষৎসু ব্রহ্মবিদ্যায়াং যোগশাস্ত্রে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ অর্জুন সংবাদে ভক্তিযোগ নাম দ্বাদশোধ্যায়। কি সুন্দর অ্যান্ড ক্লিয়ার করে ট্রান্সলেশনটা হয়েছে। অ্যাকচুয়ালি শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতা 700 আর মোর দেন 700 ওয়েন আই জয়েন দ্যাট টাইম আই হার্ড ফ্রম শ্রীল গুরু মহারাজ 700 ইন্টারপ্রিটেশন বাট নাও মোর হ্যাপেন মে বি 800 মে বি 1000 interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That means so many learned personality their own thinking and quality and qualification they try to present to general people. Their own idea try to present. But Srimad Sri Vyasadeva, he himself given his own interpretation. Like Vedanta Darshan. Vedanta Darshan composed by Vedabhyas, Krishna Dvaipayan Vedabhyas, father of Sukadev. He composed Vedanta Darshan. Wants to give very short way the whole Vedic literature's substance and very gist way given in Vedanta Darshan. Athato Brahma Jigyasa Janmadasya Jata Tattu Samanyat etc. Little short word and so much light is in there, knowledge. But who will understand it? Very difficult. Then he make Srimad Bhagavatam as interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Gayatri Vashyarupa Sok. Vedartha Paribringhita. Gayatri Vashyarupa Sok. Guru Maharaj given that sloka. What? Can remember that sloka Guru Maharaj given? We written there in the Samadhi Mandir. Arthoyam Brahma Sutrana. This is the first line. Arthoyam Brahma Sutrana Bharatartha Vinirnaya. Gayatri Bhasya Rupasu Vedartha Paribringhita. Arthoyam Brahma Sutrana. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Darshan. The full of knowledge given within Vedanta Darshan, very short, but that nobody can understand purely. Some qualified personality, they understand, no doubt. But general people cannot understand. Then he make Srimad Bhagavat, and they are much widely describe everything. Example given our Acharya. Patatu Brahma Jigyasa. This is first sutra. And Srimad Bhagavat started that explanation of past sutram, that is Janmadrasya Jata, second sutram. Taken the gist of second sutram and explain full and so much. Janmadrasya Jata. This is second sutra. Brahma Sutra, Bhasha, Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Darshan. And Srimad Bhagavat started from second. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. It is for too much unqualified personality. For that, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. But who is something enter into the religious ground, religious platform, they can play in that platform with the meanings of Janmadrasya Jata, this second sutram. And Srimad Bhagavat started from there, Janmadrasya Jata. Annayatitarata Shartesha Vigna Sarat Teno Tene Brahma Hrida Jayadi Kavae Mujjanti Jat Suraya Tejo Bari Mirdang Jathavini Mayo Yatra Trisar Go Misha Dhamna Sena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Sattam Parang Dhimai. Shankaracharya summarily dismissed from here. Shankaracharya's philosophy is nirakar nirvishesh nishakti. When no form, no quality, no qualification, no power. Nirakar nirvishesh nishakti, etc. But within this first sloka, Shankaracharya summarily dismissed. Because conclusion given Vyasadev, Satyam Param Dhimahi, whom you will meditate, if there is no form, must be there form, otherwise cannot dhimahi, cannot meditate. Satyam, it is truth, reality. What Shankaracharya told, Nirakar Nirvishes, no. There is reality and beautiful. Reality, the beautiful. Srila Guru Maharaj told this word. This topics come through this sloka, no? Tulloni dastute moni santushto jena kena chit. Actually, the bhakti yoga, this is everywhere indicated by Vyasadev and other so qualified person, they are also. And they agreed it. Like Atri Rishi, Vasishtha Rishi, Chavan Rishi, Saradman Rishi, Arishta Nemi, Bhrigu Rishi, Angira Rishi, Parasar Rishi, Vishwamitra Rishi, Parashuram, they all. Vedavyasa himself, Narad Rishi, all stalwart, big qualified scholar. But bhakti yoga, all accepted with much honor. But here is one thing we will see. Everyone honoring bhakti yoga, everyone giving much respect bhakti yoga, and everyone heard it from Shukadev Goswami in Purkhit Maharaj's assembly, that Shukartali, as he was in prior probation, fasting, nothing, taken one drop of water also. And hearing the Harikatha from Shukadev Goswami, Krishna Gata from Shukadev Goswami, and fully satisfied. And told, yeah, I am now fully satisfied. Dijo posishta kuaka stakha ko va dasatu alam gaya to Vishnu katha. I don't care for that. You continue the whole devotional picture to show. My English is poor, but something I am adding. Anyhow, Vedavyas later all composed, organized way and given form as Srimad Bhagavatam. I want to say this, more than 700 interpretations of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but our Bhagavad Gita is completely different from others. I am thinking, only this sloka, half sloka, I remember, half given that Prabhu. And when I open this book, our translation I have seen, 2-3 word only added here. And that is sufficient for establishing the bhakti yoga. Here is written, I have seen Sthiramati, one word is here. Aniketa Sthiramati Bhaktiman Me Priyo Nara. Sthiramati. Sthiramati means settled mind. Meanings is that. Settled mind, Sthiramati. But our translation gone in the line of Bhakti Yoga and Guru Maharaj. Mention it. Sthiramati? What? For Sthiramati? To eat Paramanna? Sthiramati? Guru Maharaj said here, Paramartha Vishaye Nishchit Gyan Vishishta. Paramartha Vishaye Nishchit. This is the transcendental knowledge captured and stayed in that platform, launching pad to throw the rocket from launching pad. That launching pad strong to throw the rocket. Sthiramati. In transcendental mentality, there is steadiness coming there. Who have that? He is a good and Krishna like him. Me priyo nara. Me means I like him. Me priyo nara. Krishna himself told here. There is 20 slokas in 12th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, 20 slokas only, but full of bhakti yoga. But our Gurudev originally given us ideal in every chapter is bhakti yoga established from 1st to 18th chapter. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 1st, 2nd, this way, 18th chapter. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 700 slokas. But everywhere is bhakti yoga indicated. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Not only single way, double way. One is raga marga, another is vidhi marga. Vidyad Ranjan Bhashya and Rasik Ranjan Bhashya. Two kind of explanation. When Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he is translating. That time Guru Maharaj engaged me to hear from him. And his translation, try to watch. And sometimes Sohan Guru Maharaj is Calcutta and he is asking me today what explanation happening, today what discussion happened. And that way I understand there are two kind of process Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur given us. One is Vishwanath Chakravarti. And one is Baladev Vidyabhushan. the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur who had given, that is Rasik Ranjan Bhashya. He explained Bhagavad Gita following the Vishwanath Chakravarti, Rasik Ranjan Bhashya, Bengali Bhashya. And what given? Both are Sanskrit, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur given Bengali for us. Very merciful. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, his Sanskrit is very enriched with so much exalted language, exalted word in Sanskrit. For Pandit, scholar, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he was very strong in Sanskrit and scholar, and many where he have got challenge to establish Achinta Bheda Bheda conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially it's happened in Jaipur. Jaipur take a 12 kilometer or 8 kilometer far. From Jaipur, their meeting happened. I cannot remember name of that place. That famous name. Palta or Gualta, like that name. There all the Sampradaya, the challenge to Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya. And that time Vishwanath Chakravarti was sick in bed, and he sent Baladev Vidyabhushan, Gualta, that name, place named Gualta. And they told, have you interpretation of Vedanta Darshan? But that time, not interpretation of Vedanta Darshan, Bhashya. Vedanta Bhashya, not in the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. And summarily they told, no, we have not. Then that group of Pandit told, we do not want to hear from you, because you have no authentic any interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Then Baladev Vidyabhushan told, give me 12 days time, I shall present to you interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Okay, after 12 days, and that time Baladev Vidyabhushan come back to Govinda temple and pay dandavat to Govinda Dev. Jai wants to compose interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. And Govinda Dev given one garland to him, and with that garland he started. And there also this sloka, I think so, I remember a little maybe. Jasang kapanke no kutar kapanchuna. Vibhatta gatte no chalupta dhidhitin. Shuddhanga badhat bakshudhaya maheshwaram krishnam sajiva prahurastu mekati. There he make pranam to Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and started Vedanta Darshan. And name given Govinda Bhashyam. Then after 12 days, taken that Govinda Bhashyam and challenged to the Vaishnav schools there, four Vaishnav schools and plus some. And they are defeated by Baladev Vidyabhushan. And established their Bhakti Yoga. That book was in Guru Maharaj's room. Vedanta Darshan, Govinda Bhasha. Hare Krishna. Anyhow, Guru Maharaj was so learned, you can say, externally. Internally, he is my guru, no question I have. But externally, I have seen no one scripture was in our library what do not know Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj knows all. And especially philosophical what? Property or philosophical thinking. All he knows. What was not under the thinking of philosophy, that's also he knows.
One of the first times when I met Srila Guru Maharaj, one of the first things he told me, he says, bhakti is an affair of the heart. It has nothing to do with power or knowledge. That he told me. Then I said, but how you can say that in the sense that everyone knows you're so learned. You know all scriptures and you have so much knowledge and you're telling me it has nothing to do with power or knowledge. Then he smiled and he said, bhakti is the king and knowledge like a minister coming to offer his dandavats and services to bhakti.
Yes, Maharaj. Sometimes I am telling that Guru Maharaj is the teachings. It is not necessary to read anything. Full book of knowledge, full Ganges, full book of knowledge, not necessary to read. But there I am keeping some place. Yeah, who is preacher? He really try to preach Krishna concepts and Krishna consciousness. For them, necessary to read something. Otherwise, for bhajan, for practicing life, not necessary to read anything. Only chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But if you want to preach Krishna conception by order of Mahaprabhu, everyone give this knowledge, Krishna concept, Krishna consciousness, and they will do many questions. And for their questions, answer necessary to give them, then necessary to read some. Few days before we started here, what was my dream, you can say, the Sanskrit school. here, started Sanskrit school. But not Sanskrit actually, it is Jiva Goswami Prabhu's Sanskrit grammar. What I read, something that. And here, running that school, and very happily I am, almost every day I am keeping some idea. And it is running nicely. Actually, Jiva Goswami Prabhu also given that idea. Mahaprabhu said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. That is the sufficient for everyone. Kirtaniya Sadahari. But if he wants to preach to the conditioned souls, they have so many questions necessary to give some answer. Then you need some knowledge about scriptures. And which way you will get it? Through Sanskrit grammar, that help you will get. The Sanskrit is good. Language is very good. Someone getting naturally Sanskrit property, sampad, Sanskrit sampad, by the grace of Gurudev, it is possible to get. Before the literary style, maybe. It was Shruti mantram like that, hearing from the Gurudev, and not writing anything that time, always hearing from Gurudev, serving Gurudev, and becoming learned, and going back to house. Later it is come in the form of literature. And Vedabhyas done it. Sham, Ved, Rig Ved, Yajur Ved, Atharva Ved, and Pancham Ved, Mahabharata. Anyhow, so many interpretation may be in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but when I am opening the book and I am seeing there how sweet and nicely adjusted every word within Bhakti Yoga. And that ideal given Srila Guru Maharaj, and it's come from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's treasury. Bhaktivinoda Thakur given that ideal to us, Srila Guru Maharaj, for us, collected from there, everything. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada also given Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. But there are also some neutralized with other conception. But Guru Maharaj and fully given knowledge to us, that is Bhakti Yoga. And everything within Bhakti Yoga, and that is a reasonable way. All Sanskrit word, I told one word just now, Sthiramati, Yes, settled mind. But settled with where? Settled with Paramanna or Puspanna? Like that. That mentions Srila Guru Maharaj, Sthiramati. But I am also unhappy with my age and situation, health situation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur told, yatakhon na hoilo janmo, ebe dehe kiba karmo. When Mahaprabhu and his parshada, so many parshada was present in this earth, that time I not born. What shall I do with my body now? Not from the Ashtanga told. And I am also thinking, that now everyone gone and my attention come more and more to the scriptures and realization. If it was within Guru Maharaj, this time, this kind of inquiry within mind, that was very nice, but not happened. That time I was only for collection, not for testing. And now I am testing what collected. But everything is invalid. 1/4 strength in body, mind, etc., etc. And that time was full, but not given attention. But still it is very happy news that this Chaitanya, Bhagavad Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sangita, and so many scriptures come out from our mouth. Not only in Bengali or Sanskrit, it is so many different languages, Russian language, English language, German language, French language. Spanish. So many languages, Yes.
Chinese and now Japanese.
Now Japanese coming and Chinese already I have got, no?
Comfort.
Something.
Yes.
Krishna knows.
When you say interpretation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur translated Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit.
No Sanskrit.
Bengali.
Yes, Bengali.
Guru Maharaj.
Following the Sanskrit of Kaviraj, Vishwanath Chakraborty, and following the Baladev Vidyabhushan Sanskrit. Two kind of interpretation he translated and given us in Bengali language, and that is Bhashyam, that is a very wise presentation, wisely presented.
Okay, And Guru Maharaj also translated in Bengali.
What?
Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, this is in my hand.
Right. But he's consulting something with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right?
Not something, fully.
Fully.
Yes.
But he translated from Baladevi Vidyusa.
All. Yeah. All is there. It is like Vedanta Darshan, you can say. How are Srimad Bhagavad Gita? Like Vedanta Darshan. Vedanta Darshan is shortly expressed and wisely presented. And our Bhagavad Gita also like that.
But what I'm saying, Maharaj, is that when Guru Maharaj translates Bhagavad Gita in Bengali, then he's not giving very extensive purports or commentary. Few commentaries on each sloka. And so
very clear, each sloka, very clear and perfectly presented, each sloka, each word.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's his translation, or that's his commentary.
Yes.
Is that his word-for-word translation, phrase, sentence, is very clear and completely in the line of Bhakti Yoga.
Yes.
It's not that he's making like extensive commentary like Swami Maharaj, but his interpretation is word by word. And that would differ from some Sankaracharya line, Sanskrit.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the difference.
Different. Right? Sankaracharya line.
Yeah. Or anybody else, but Maharaj is word.
No, it is true. Yeah. Srila Saima sometimes neutral position, because as it is he wants to do, then he must be little neutral. But Guru Maharaj fully dedicated to Bhakti Yoga, his book, and Sanskrit meanings, full of Bhakti Yoga. They are Sanskrit words, meanings, with full of Bhakti Yoga. That is the speciality of Guru Maharaj. One word I can say, upajanti te, jenomam upajanti te. Upajanti, there is generally meanings coming one sense. But Guru Maharaj entered into the deepest position and shown us that there is parokyoros.
Well, Maharaj, we can say Swami Maharaj also didn't know English. English wasn't his primary language. Therefore, he cannot put each word in pure Bhakti Yoga.
That's not what he's saying so much. He's saying the Bhagavad Gita presents many different subject matters.
Yes.
Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, so many different subject matters. So it's when Srila Prabhupada presenting those subject matters as they come up in the Bhagavad Gita. But Srila Guru Maharaj presented it all in the terms of Bhakti Yoga.
Yes, yeah. But very clear.
Yeah. So that's because it's his language. Bengali is his language.
No, that is not a question. Question is that Srila Swami Maharaj, same with Guru Maharaj almost. And where is Swami Maharaj not explained? There Guru Maharaj explained to Swami Maharaj in this baranda. And Swami Maharaj said, no other meanings is possible of this sloka. What you are giving, that is the super and final. Swami Maharaj himself told, I was there. And no other explanation is possible. What you given, that is the truth. Then discussion going on, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj with Srimad Bhagavad Gita in Siddhakalpa where I children. When Guru Maharaj going there, Swami Maharaj keeping some list, where is contradiction. And they are doing discussion about that. but he is giving some opportunity to this sincere searcher, not only seeker, searcher. And we have got that opportunity from the Westerners, when some Western people like Dayadhar Gaurang, many questions have done about that
science,
yes, approaching to philosophy, etc., etc. What name was that? I forgot.
Sarup
Damodar.
Darwinism.
Yes, Darwin theory, etc., etc. It is searchers, Westerners, not Indian, anyone question. And I have no question to Guru Maharaj. What Guru Maharaj is telling, that is final to me. And I can establish that. What I am hearing from Guru Maharaj, without question, that I can establish anywhere. That challenge I given to Dhamdham Park.
He gave the whole world that
challenge. Yes, I told, you call one meeting, I shall be there. If I cannot prove, I shall. I rub my nose 12 hand in front of everyone. I shall rub my nose in the ground 12 hand. That challenge I give. Now no one taken that challenge. What challenge? I am very happy, Maharaj, with that. To say, I am very happy, because I know no one can defeat Srila Guru Maharaj's conception. No one can. And without questioning, we heard it. And it's called Shraddha, basis. Faith is our basis. Basis, Guru Maharaj, you are telling that is final. Basis. And that time my age was 1 year maybe, in Mott, or 6 months. Maybe 1 year or 6 months, 48. 47 I joined, within 48 this happened. They complained against me that this boy memorize one book and challenging us, defeating us. That book is named Gaudiya Ki Kontwar, Kontwar. Guru Maharaj gave me that book and told you can memorize it. Here is so many. Our conception is very wisely distributed by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And I memorized whole Gaudiya Kontwar. And I am challenging with them. I was foolish, no doubt. Challenging. It was not necessary to do. But that time I am thinking I was Pandit. I become Pandit. That happened. Hare Krishna. Jayam Vishnu Vasila Bhakti Rakasi Dev Gosai Maharaj Ki
Jai. Jayam Vishnu Vasila Vina Dev Gosai Maharaj Ki
Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai. Srila Guru Maharaj is Chaitanya Sarasada Math Ki Jai. Hari Ram Sankirtan Ki Jai. Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Gaur Pramanandi Hari.
Hare Krishna.